HBO will devote 5 hours over 4 nights to the unlikeliest partnership in music. California. Rap producer, entrepreneur Dr. Dre, and rock producer, music executive Jimmy Iovine. The film is called The Defiant Ones. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the program, which debuts this Sunday, shows how they influenced music in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and beyond.
The Defiant Ones begins with a $3 billion deal put in danger by a Facebook post, as Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine were angling to sell their company, Beats Electronics, to Apple. Iovine told Dre, given name Andre Young, to say nothing as the details were finalized.
I said, Dre, remember De Niro's character Jimmy in Goodfellas? When Jimmy told the guys, don't buy cars, don't get showy, I said, don't move this weekend.
But later that evening, a drunk Dre and actor Tyrese Gibson posted a video on Facebook proclaiming Dre the first hip-hop billionaire.
Billionaire Boys Club, for real, homie.
Black Eyed Peas frontman Will.i.am said, in that moment, his friend Iovine was seriously worried.
And what he told me when I finally talked to him was like, we could potentially lose this, but it's the horse I rode in with.
But the deal went through, and the unlikeliest partners in music had scored the biggest win of all. Director Alan Hughes uses the opening music from Brian De Palma's The Untouchables as the theme for The Defiant Ones, sketching a story of two savvy dealmakers and pop culture renegades who help redefine rap and rock music. The first episode starts slowly. We see Iovine's early days growing up in New York, where he worked as an engineer with John Lennon and Bruce Springsteen, intercut with Dre's early days on the rap scene in South Central LA. But things pick up when Iovine talks about producing Tom Petty's Hard Promises record in the early 1980s. He convinced Petty to give a song called Stop Dragging My Heart Around to Fleetwood Mac singer Stevie Nicks for her first solo record. Petty says Iovine had one winning argument.
His comeback was like, hey, this is gonna buy you a house. I'm like, okay. But it pissed me off because it became a huge hit.
Iovine failed to mention he was dating Nicks at the time, which left Petty feeling a little used. It was a perfect example of how personalities and relationships helped shape one of rock's biggest hits. Hughes also gets video host Dee Barnes on camera to talk about one of the darkest moments of Dre's career, when he assaulted Barnes at a party over an interview she conducted with Ice Cube, who had just left NWA.
I called the police on Mr. the Police. But little by little, the work started drying up. It was as if I had ruined his career by being that disturbing footnote in his legacy.
Barnes gets space to tell her story, and Dre apologizes. On the one hand, it's an expected bit of remorse, but given how rarely Dre talks publicly about such stuff, it's also evidence of the access that Hughes puts to good use throughout the film. Iovine and Dre became partners when Iovine's company Interscope Records began distributing Death Row Records, where Dre was a recording artist. Between them, Interscope and Death Row featured acts like Nine Inch Nails, Tupac Shakur, Snoop Dogg, No Doubt, and Eminem. Filmed over 3 years, The Defiant Ones does an amazing job tracing this history. The documentary does spend a little too much time telling us how great these men are, but The Defiant Ones also shows how two talented producers, separated by genre, geography, and generations, formed a partnership that changed the face of music. I'm Eric Deggans.